The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We got to talk to Young Gravy at the VMAs. And I remember he's come around the corner. Otto told me to ask him everything I did. I don't know much about Young Gravy. And now he's in, there's all this, you know, he's dating Addison Rae's mom and her dad made a diss track. So, and it's crazy.
Let's rewind back to the VMA red carpet. When I saw him walking towards us, I thought he brought his mom to the VMAs.
So did I.
I did not realize that that was Addison Rae's mom.
Let me tell you, he steps up to our area, but right before us was All Access. And he said to the lady that was interviewing for All Access, she's going to stand over here because she's not comfortable with all of this. And the lady was like, cool. And I looked at the woman. I'm like, all right, she's in our video. She just kind of stood. I said, oh, he probably brought his mom or his auntie or something. That was his date.
So since then, I've now looked into this whole little thing going on with all these people. So Addison Rae's mom and dad are obviously not doing well right now because her dad was dating Addison Rae's friend. Who was only 25. Her dad's 46.
Nice, dude. I need to get more TikTok followers. I need to. This sounds fun now.
This is down in the DM.
And this is a fun interview, too.
And then Young Gravy to, like, go after the mom.
How do you know the mom didn't go after Young Gravy? Hey! All right, let's listen to the interview now. Have you ever misunderstood what someone's saying to you, but you just keep going with the conversation because you're embarrassed that you misunderstood them?
Oh, my God.
And you figured it out.
All the time.
Oh, Tuesday's here. We have a very short work week, and I'm here for it. Yeah, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
This caller, you know, was commenting on a topic we were discussing the other day. Automatic, I don't even think you were in the room. You're probably taking a bathroom break or something. And she tells Anthony that she saw fireflies in her town. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. She's like, yeah, they're never here. He's like, oh, I like that song.
Yeah, no. Oh, you're talking about Owl City?
We were not. She was not talking about that. She was talking about real fireflies, little bugs that light up.
Oh, I love those little things.
Me too.
I used to catch them in jars.
The song?
Not me. I'll talk about the slapper from Owl City, ladies and gentlemen. You would not believe your eyes
if 10 million fireflies. No! It's like the best worst song ever.
Oh my God!
Isn't that Anthony A. that likes that
song?
Yeah,
is it a confession of how much I love this song? I think it is, right?
No, there's a lot of people who like it.
Okay, I love it, dude.
It's weird. It's kind of creepy, but the misunderstanding of conversations happens all the time.
You guys remember when we did that backpack drive and I showed up an hour late?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so we did a backpack drive.
You wouldn't have even showed up if I hadn't texted you.
I did not, because I told our promotions director the day before. I said, hey, I'll see you there at 2. And he goes, yep, see you there. I was talking about 2 p.m. He thought I said, see you there too? Like, you're going as well? Yep. No. That was not it.
I text Ant, and he's like, what do you mean, where am I? I'll be there too. I said, bro, it started at 1. We already lined up.
I got on the phone with him, and I was like, where you at, dude? He was like, I'm literally in line getting a coffee.
I thought it was
whatever,
so cool.
Dust Bros, whatever you get.
Yo, I hate it. I thought it was so early just to find out I was so late, man.
But we still did it for the kids.
I did. We did it for the kids, and I listened to Owl City all the way over there.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Oh, we'll get this one off with National Coffee Ice Cream Day. That's a thing. Where are you guys at with it? You guys are coffee lovers?
I have eaten, I'm so embarrassed to admit this, I've eaten an entire gallon of Bluebell coffee ice cream in one sitting.
You're crazy.
Big Dana had it like that, baby.
That was ginormous, Dana.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we'll wrap it up on National Read a Book Day.
Yeah, yes. Read a book. So I finally wrapped up my book that I've been pushing. It literally took me months to read, only because it was a difficult read, not because I'm a slow reader. For anyone who never heard what I was reading, it's called American Holocaust by David Stannard. But I'm on my next one, and it's Dr. Sleep. Oh. It's the prequel to The Shining.
Nice.
I didn't even know it existed, and I'm a Stephen King fanatic.
Okay.
So I'm going to freak myself out and be scared at home when I'm alone when Automatic's off DJing.
I'm reading this amazing novel right now.
What's it called, Automatic?
It's called Twitter.
Oh, fun, dude.
And it's telling you all the twists and turns of Donald Trump's world.
Oh, my gosh. Stop reading it. Stay off of that damn.
I'm actually reading a thing called Mr.
Media.
Sleeper in your fantasy football league.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm getting ready because fantasy football season.
I don't doubt that you were actually reading stuff on fantasy football.
He probably is.
Because I'm a champion.
How many championships have you won, Anthony?
Oh, thank you, Dana. I'm glad that you asked. Four in a row. Four in a row.
Oh, you've come in second place. place four times.
I need to get off Twitter and get on reading the fantasy football thing.
Whoa. Fantasy football.
Whoa, Dana, don't get it twisted. He didn't come in second place last year. He came in like fourth, fifth.
No, I came in second.
He came in second four years ago.
It was the year before that I came in fourth.
Anthony, I know because I live with him. I have to hear it. Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hi, Dana Cortez. Nice to meet you. Young Gravy. Do I call you Young or Gravy? Yeah, we go back like 2 minutes. Okay. Hello. All right, let me talk to you first of all. You said back home, Minnesota, right? Is that where you're from?
Yes, Minnesota. Okay. Song.
Are you a Minnesota Vikings fan?
Not necessarily. I like the Vikings, but, you know, I've never been a really big watcher of sports, and the teams that hit me up and I work with are the ones that I love.
I get it.
Shout out to the Lightning, the Braves, the Timberwolves, and the Seahawks. Those are the ones that invited me out to do something. The Vikings are obviously like my second favorite, but the Seahawks brought me out, and I met all them, and they're sweet people.
Let's talk about your relationship with Dylan Francis. What is that like? How did that happen? Like, what's the deal?
Dylan Francis and I, man, we just met through mutual friends, and we were like, man, we have a lot of the same fans, college kids, and we should try a tour. And then we put it up, and it sold out really quick, so it went off. It went off.
So speaking of Minnesota, do you know Lizzo?
I have met her one time. I really want to hang out with her tonight. I'm a huge fan. I have a big crush on Lizzo, so we'll see what happens.
Congratulations on everything. Fabulous.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Talk about the fit, bro. What's on the shoes?
What's up?
I'm dripping. I mean, we got the
red bottom. Okay.
Self-explanatory. We got actually Saint Laurent hooked the boy up with the full. Well, what do you call this? Sequin? Yeah. Paisley. We're dripping in paisley, and then my favorite color is here. So I kind of. It's kind of my dream drip right here. Yeah. Bought these chains about 45 minutes ago, so we're fresh. Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Congrats on everything. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Britney Spears and her son having an argument on Instagram. We're going to break it down for you. This and more, all brought to you by Indeed.com. It's the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. DJ Automatic, celebrity birthdays.
We got Idris Elba celebrating today, Famous Dex, Lil Xan, John Wall, Macy Gray, and Webby.
All right, so the first story we're going to talk about is Kodak Black. He was over 30 minutes late for his Made in America performance. So Made in America, by the way, for people who don't know, is a huge festival. Jay-Z owns the majority of the festival. They cut him. They said, you can't do that.
The show will go on without you.
Yeah, he only had 8 minutes left to perform. So they let Uzi Vert up on stage, Tyler, the Creator, close the show. But Kodak Black has not stopped complaining that they bumped him and he wants his money.
I'm going to tell you right now, this was a real Jay-Z dad moment right here.
It's your boy.
He was like, son, if you don't show up to work on time, you know what? Sometimes you don't get to work.
You get fired. All right, now we're going to talk about Kanye West. His Instagram was a little bit wild this past weekend. He's going after Gap, Adidas board members, and the Kardashians, stating on Instagram that now that his Donda school is open, he wants his kids to go there. He says, quote, y'all don't have a say so over my black children and where they go to school. Posting a text from Kim asking him to stop because her mom, Chris, is now 67 years old. It stresses her out. And then he says he's going to get Young Thug out of jail and that he's going to have Kim help him. So what? I don't really know what is happening.
Kanye's having another episode. That's what's going on.
I think so. And, you know, I feel bad because he has nobody around him to really just help him.
At a certain amount of wealth, at a certain amount of fame, you got a whole lot of yes men around you. And somebody's got to tell you, hey, Kanye, you're acting crazy.
Shut the fuck up. I will fucking laser you. You with alien eyes and explode your fucking head.
Okay, now we're going to talk about Britney Spears. Her son Jaden is speaking out about his mother, saying that the photos she's been posting lately make him feel uncomfortable, that she never loved the brothers equally. Ooh. He and his brother Preston, discussing her mental health, that he loves her very much, but that he wants her to get right. And now she's accusing him of being money hungry and says she doesn't believe in God anymore.
Oh, I think, as a son, if my mom was putting those pictures on the internet, I'd be embarrassed too.
Hold on.
But I do understand, you know, this is a family situation and we don't know all the details
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. And it's playing out on lines. You really can't read between the lines. Plus, after everything that Britney Spears has been through, I just hope they resolve all of this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kit Kat is my personal favorite chocolate bar. They're celebrating a birthday with some new flavors. I've got big food news. It's hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Adrie, a.k.a. the fantasy football. How do you say goat in Spanish? Cabrillo?
Cabrito.
Cabrito.
You the cabrito?
Yeah.
Otto's ready to make you into a burrito right now.
Oh, nice. Kind
of. Otto, you going to win this year or what?
You know what, Dana? I don't like to talk before the season begins because I just like to just all action on the field.
There it
okay?
is.
Okay,
it's
all action. Right. All right. All action on the fake field.
On the keyboard.
Dana, we really are owners, okay? Just I want you to know that.
Fantasy football is so lame. That's Whoa. Another topic. Oh. Let me get into it.
Don't dare say that ever again. You offended almost every man in this freaking world. Stop.
Okay? All right, I'm going to calm down.
Can I start with a very important hashtag?
Not more important than fantasy
Inflation
football.
Inflation is finally showing signs of slowing down. Oh. Now, there are
Probably
some
because
items.
Of fantasy football.
No, some prices are going up, but the latest data from the Commerce Department has consumer prices rising by only 6.3%. I mean, remember, it was going up at 8.9%. Also, gas prices continue to drop steadily, giving all of us Americans much needed relief. Thank you. Thank yes. you.
I actually filled up for less than $100 the other day.
Thank you. So, yeah, and even it's going down even more. So just keep it up. Keep it up. And then finally, in food news, Kit Kat is celebrating their birthday. You know, they launched in September back in 1935.
Wow.
They're releasing a blueberry flavor. You can already see it on some shelves. And now they have a vegan version of the crispy wafers that America loves. I didn't really think I'd like a vegan version, but they're making it with rice milk, which I love rice milk. So I think this could taste good. It's going to cost you a dollar more, though, because cow milk is apparently cheaper.
I didn't even know you can milk rice. You're milking everything now, dude. You milk everything.
Little bitty nipples.
I don't know how that works, but like almond milk, rice milk. What
Tiny
are they?
Little nipples.
I was going to say, what do they just squeeze it until it milks itself?
Oh, you boil it in the little, like horchata. You make rice pudding.
Shout out to Kit Kat for making strides.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll get this one off with National Read a Book Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, such a good thing to do. Read a book. Very good with your children. We just talked about some kind of Harry Potter Day recently. Get your kids to fall in love with books. It's a great book series.
Yes, and we'll go right along next to National Coffee Ice Cream Day, which a lot of people do love.
Anthony, have you ever tried coffee ice cream? You don't like
No, I don't like the taste of coffee at all. Sorry, guys. I don't even like coffee, period. So definitely coffee ice cream. Mm-mm.
I mean, someday you'll grow up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Someday soon.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.